The views and opinions expressed during this program do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of Cox Media Group Ohio. You're listening to an encore presentation of an Ask the Expert show on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
This is WHIO's consumer warrior, Clark Howard. Beware scam artists in Dayton. I'll find you out.
This is WHIO meteorologist Kirstie Zontini. If weather breaks this hour, we will break it.
And you're listening to an Ask the Expert weekend on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Saturday morning, and welcome to the first hour of what will be three great hours of radio right here on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO. If you'd like to be part of this morning's broadcast of Garden Talk, we would love to hear your voices today at 457-1290. That's 457-1290. And if you would like to be part of this morning's broadcast, give us a call, because in the next 3 hours, we are going to be talking about all kinds of wonderful things, how to improve your yard, garden, and landscape for 2018 and beyond. And we would love to hear your voices today at 457-1290. That's 457-1290. That will put you into the Master Control Studios, where the one and only Christopher, a.k.a. Hippie, is at the helm. Nice to see you again, Chris, as always.
It's good to be back.
At least we don't have to be unburying ourselves by snowdrifts today.
Exactly.
So it is January, and the time of the year for you to start to learn about your lawn and garden and landscape is upon us, and we would love for you to be part of this morning's broadcast. You can be part of Garden Talk in many different ways. First of all, you can call us at 457-1290. That's 457-1290. That's where you get to talk to me. And a little bit about myself. I hold 2 different degrees in horticulture from Ohio State University. I'm also designated by the International Society of Arboriculture as a board-certified master arborist. I also retain the qualification called TRAC, which is Tree Risk Assessment Qualification. I'm also then designated by the American Society for the Horticultural Sciences as a certified horticultural professional. And so when you call Garden Talk at 457-1290, you're getting a lot of experience. In fact, I've got over 40 years of combined experience in the world of plants. And so you're going to get expert analysis, but that analysis is going to be based on the best practices for your yard, garden, and landscaping. I'm the president and co-founder of a company called Mark Weber's Landscaping. And you can learn about my firm at www.weberlandscaping.com. And we are going to be talking about a vast array of wonderful things today. And one of which is going to be quite interesting, to say the least. And Chris, I have to ask you a question. Do you have a dog at your house?
I do not. I have cats.
You have a cat?
Yeah.
Okay. Did you know that they're using dogs to sniff out invasive species of plants and animals now?
No. Almost like a canine that would like sniff out criminals and stuff.
Criminals and drugs. Thing? Yeah, they're actually using dogs now to sniff out invasive plants and insects.
Wow.
We're going to talk about that today. It's kind of an interesting. I think it's very interesting. I have dogs, so I'm fascinated. Their ability to smell stuff always fascinates me on so many different levels. But they say high-energy dogs are ideal for invasive plants. Had you ever eaten a pomegranate?
Yes, I don't like them very much.
You don't? Why don't you like them?
Just the taste.
Okay, so do you like the juice?
I don't know. I don't.
Really? It's an interesting, I mean, it's a very colorful fruit.
I guess it's an acquired taste.
Yeah, you know, and I put it in the garden kitchen today because it is kind of a bright, cheerful kind of thing to look at this time of year. It has a very interesting flavor to it, to say the least, and it's very high in antioxidants and a whole bunch of good things. It's one of those things, I guess, that's so good to eat, good for you to eat, that makes it why it's not, doesn't taste as good, I guess. But we put that up on the board, and it's an interesting plant from how it grows and its production. We're also today going to spend a lot of time talking about the basis of how to be successful. You know, Chris, every year when the weather warms up, we get about 1.5 million telephone calls at 457-1290 about what I should be fertilizing my yard with this time of year. And is it early enough to put down my crabgrass control? And about 1.5 million questions like that. And we're going to talk in great specificity today as we continue with Garden Talk. We're going to be talking a lot about soil testing and timing of fertilizer applications and that type of stuff. And also today, we are going to be having you folks get involved with Garden Talk by dialing up 457-1290. That's 457-1290, where we would love to hear your voices today as we talk about a number of really interesting topics. And we're really going to be opening up the lines to whatever your questions may be, and spending a lot of specialty time today talking about some of the things that professionals can provide to your landscape as well this time of year. I'm also going to share with you that coming up also in a little bit later today, we are going to do What Plant I Am, which is where I'm the plant, and you have the opportunity to win yourself a $25 gift card from Knollwood, because they're gardeners like you and I, with a very special What Plant I Am. And I will say also that if you are in the greater Dayton area and you are in the greens industry, coming up on Thursday of this upcoming week, on the 25th, we are having a plant ID class at Woodland Cemetery, and we hope that you might join us as well. And you can sign up for that at the Ohio Chapter ISA's website, and there's a link for that at gardentalkblog.com. Also, which brings me to another important part of Garden Talk, folks, is how you can be part of this morning's broadcast. I would love to hear from you today at 457-1290. You can call Christopher. He's our executive producer, who is more than happy to put you up on the radar screen. You can also today join us for a live interactive chat at gardentalkblog.com. That's gardentalkblog.com. In fact, gardentalkblog.com is a place where we warehouse pretty much all of previous show content and previous show prep. And it gives you 24-hour day, 7-day a week access to all the good stuff that we do here on the radio. Also today, we are going to spend a lot of time talking about the basics of growing plants. Everything from pruning to planting to staking and not staking. And we're also going to talk a lot about vegetables and how to purchase seed for vegetable seed. We're also going to be talking about grass seed, because grass seed prices are going to be going up this year. And we're going to talk about why buying good quality seed really does matter. And along with that as well, we want to hear your plethora, your questions, your thoughts, whatever you've got going on in your gardening world. Give us a call at 457-1290. That'll put you into the Master Control Studios, where Christopher is our executive producer extraordinaire, and he'll be more than happy to get you on the air with me. Well, when we come back, we're going to check up on the local weather and give you an update, and continue with Garden Talk on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
When the Miami Valley gets hit with breaking news, severe weather, or traffic tie-ups, depend on us for up-to-the-minute information. AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
David Cemetery has been serving the families of the Miami Valley since 1826. Did you know that even if you choose cremation, that you can still choose a traditional grave space and headstone? At David Cemetery, you and a loved one can place your cremations together, on one space and provide your family a traditional final resting place. For more information, call 937-434-2255 or go to davidcemetery.com. David Cemetery, generations of care.
See your new floor in our store today. Carpet Consultants has one of the area's largest showrooms with a huge in-stock inventory. Our staff can help with hardwood flooring, waterproof luxury vinyl plank and tile, ceramic tile, and pet-resistant carpeting. Carpet Consultants can help with no hype, no hassle, and no pressure. Locally owned, quality service and value since 1989. Located two blocks west of I-75 on 725 by the water tower. Visit carpetconsultantsflooring.com.
A lot of times we get customers that are a little bit gun-shy of custom designing a piece of jewelry, not knowing what the end result's going to be. Well, at Elizabeth Diamond Company, we've really come up with a system from counter sketch to CAD designs, from CAD designs to wax models, and then finally the end product. We do involve our customer every step of the way. Our design team can come up with a great idea that fits that person's style.
The Elizabeth Diamond Company in Centerville and Troy. It's true. If you haven't shopped EDC, you're not done shopping yet.
Hi, this is Wesley with Everybody Fitness. If you wanted to start an exercise program this year but haven't yet, come check us out. We have some of the nicest, cleanest, most equipped clubs in town with a friendly, non-intimidating atmosphere. We're open 24 hours and have lots of extra amenities like childcare, tanning, group fitness classes, and more. You can even do your cardio in our movie theater. And right now you can enroll for only $1. That's right, join and pay $1 to enroll. So stop in or check us out online at everybodyfitness.com. And remember, right now you can enroll for only $1. Everybodyfitness.com.
Whether you're a young athlete, active adult, or weekend warrior, the Orthopedic Institute of Dayton is there when your body needs repair. Like a trusted friend you can rely on, OID has been providing care to patients in Dayton and surrounding communities since 1971 with services like sports medicine, spinal care, total joint replacement, hand, foot, and ankle, along with MRIs and physical therapy, with a team of dedicated fellowship-trained physicians with you every step of the way. So remember, the Orthopedic Institute of Dayton. To learn more, visit orthodayton.com.
Due to increased business, Craftsman Home Improvements is seeking skilled installers to join their team. As one of the top kitchen and bath design build firms in Ohio, Craftsman needs experienced, full turnkey contractors for steady year-round work. Sign-on bonus available. Qualified candidates must have tools, truck, trailer, and insurance. Experience with finished carpentry, tile, plumbing, electric, and drywall is required. Current openings are in Kettering and Westchester, and plenty of work is available. Check them out online at craftsmanhome.com. That's craftsmanhome.com.
Miami Valley's Ultimate Home Expo, presented by Infinity of Dayton, is going on now through February 19th at the Dayton Mall. You can win $5,000. Just visit the Infinity of Dayton booth in Center Court to register. That's now through the 19th. No purchase necessary.
Everyone's financial needs are different. Tune in Saturdays at 3 as author David Gaylor discusses the plays for your game plan for retirement on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Investment advisory services are offered through Precision Capital Management and SEC Registered Investment Advisor.
Hey, how's it going? Chris Hartley for AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO. We're out here this morning at the Ultimate Home Expo presented by Infinity of Dayton. The show is set to begin this morning at 10 a.m. and this is a free event. It's in a new location this year out at the Dayton Mall. We're set up right in the center of the mall, right outside of Macy's. We're very excited to be a part of the show today. It's going to be a great event. So the question is, what can you expect when you come out to the Home Expo today? Well, everything from home improvement to outdoor kitchen and bath remodeling, bath design, and a ton more. The hours today at the mall, 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. They are mall hours, so you can stop on out and get the professional advice that you need for all of your spring projects. Chris Hartley, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Chance for rain and snow showers pushing in from the south. Areas south of Interstate 70 in the best position to see that wintry mix today. Highs for the afternoon climbing into the upper 30s. Later on tonight, everyone has a chance to see a passing rain or snow shower early in the night. Then clouds break, turning chilly, dropping to about 29 degrees. Watch out for some isolated slick spots. For your day tomorrow, we'll look at mostly sunny skies, milder, 48 degrees. I'm meteorologist McCall Vrydags in the Miami Valley Severe Weather Station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
You're listening to an encore presentation of an Ask the Expert show on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Dayton and Springfield station for 24-hour news, weather, and traffic. And our Ask the Expert weekends. AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
457-1290 is the number to dial if you would like to be part of this morning's broadcast. And I would love to help you with whatever is going on in your gardening world. When you hear the word dirt or soil, what do you think? You think of this kind of this stuff that's like sticks to your hands and it's not very pleasant. And a lot of times we blame the soil in our landscape for its condition. And it's reason why our landscape doesn't look very good. And sometimes those blames and those arguments are pretty valid. But, you know, we have to realize that we can improve the soil in which where we live. Remember that what soil really does is soil is an unconsolidated mix of mineral and organic material. It's found all over the surface of the earth, and there's all different types of it, and it's a place where plants grow. This unconsolidated mineral organic matter is also subject to change, and it also contains a number of important elements, including water. It includes things called macro and microorganisms, and most importantly, it changes over time based on its the way that we treat it, and more so what it's exposed to. So what really is dirt? Well, dirt gets under our fingernails and dirt gets on our clothes, but soil out of place in many people's world is dirt. But dirt is the soil in which where plant life is supported. And if it's dead, if the soil is dead, the plants that grow there are going to be really limited. Soil performs really well when it has the right blend of oxygen, the right blend of moisture, and the right blend of organisms and sand, silt, and clay, and it can drain properly. Well, you know, remember soil works as a way and for it provides a medium or a media for all plants to grow. Soil is modified by the atmosphere by emitting and absorbing gases like carbon dioxide and methane and water vapor alike and dust. Soil provides habitats for animals to live in the soil, such as groundhogs and mice, to organisms like bacteria and fungi. And as soil grows, as soil evolves and becomes better, it has more and more types of organisms, particularly those microorganisms we described earlier. Soil can absorb and release and alter and purify water systems. And soil also has the ability to recycle nutrients, including carbon. And also, soil serves as an engineering medium for construction and foundations and roadbeds and dams. And also, soil acts as a living filter of cleaning water into our aquifers. Keep in mind that with soil, there are different what we call profiles. And those profiles are made up by what we give these special letter designations. There's such a thing as the O, which is the O horizon, which is the mostly organic matter, very much from decomposing leaves, and many times we find that in forest systems. The A level is mostly made up of minerals from the parent material, the organic matter that came from above, and it's a good material for plants and other organisms to live. And then the E level, which is just below where the top horizon is leached clay materials, organic matter, and the concentration of sand and silt particles. But a lot of times these type of soils are found in older soils or forested soils, but not in urban sites. And then you've got the B horizon, which is called subsoil. These are very rich, but very low in organic matter when it comes to that. And many times in most urban landscapes, the B horizon, or the subsoil, is where most of us are trying to grow our landscape, trying to grow our gardens and land and our prop on our property. And many times that B horizon came out from underneath where the basement was. And in many cases, it's soil that hasn't seen the light of day for over 50 million years. So keep in mind with these types of soils, they need to be treated appropriately. And one way that you can improve these type of bee horizon soils is by infusing organic matter into them on an annual basis. So if you're growing a vegetable garden or you're amending a landscape bed, adding about 20% by volume, meaning if you're going to till the soil at a depth of about 6 to 8 inches, you're going to be amending it with organic matter at about a depth of about 2 inches or so. By amending it with organic matter, you're going to be breaking up that bee horizon and infusing oxygen and also beginning to repair what has been done to it. If this is like a vegetable garden and then you're always amending that bee horizon with organic matter, you'll see an appreciable change in your landscape over a fairly short period of time. In your landscape beds, once you've got it amended and you've also begun to grow your landscape, adding annual applications of biodegradable mulches is another way to improve that bee horizon and make it better for the long-term effects of your landscape. And then lastly, for your lawn, keep in mind that hollow tine core aeration, and every time that you mow, you should be leaving the grass clippings behind. And one of the tips that I always tell people when I'm trying to grow grass in an urban setting is be sure that in the fall when the leaves come down, take those leaves and chop them up and throw them back on your lawn, and you will infuse more organic matter into that bee horizon like we've talked about so much this morning and end up with a happier and more developed lawn. When we come back, we're going to go into the garden and talk a little about some very interesting four-legged critters that are catching and finding the bad guys in the landscape on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
WHIO is Dayton.
And watching all of this from the sky, let's go back to Mark Bowron and the WHIO Air Scouts.
Thanks, Charlie. Not much change since we talked to you last, just a few minutes ago. The fire appears to be burning a little more severe now.
Those call letters are something else. Those are heritage call letters.
When people think of radio, they think of WHIO.
When I was in school growing up in this community, I mean, everybody listened to WHIO and everybody watched WHIO TV.
This has been WHIO as long as I've known it. And I think that because of that, along with the commitment the radio station has made to news, I still teach, and I point to the fact that a lot of stations, most stations, news went out the door years ago. This is a station that takes news seriously.
1290 WHIO.
Jerry Willis with your Fox Business Network tax tip. Tuition hikes got you down? A tax strategy that can ease your pain after this.
It's the new Jerry Willis podcast.
I love giving you an edge with your money. I like to break it all down so that you wind up with more money in your pocket, more confidence in your future.
Find it now on foxnewspodcast.com.
With inflation and college prices ticking along at 3% a year, it's no wonder parents are frustrated. You can save, but it never seems like you save enough. But the tax code has a few gifts for moms and dads. If you pay interest on a qualified student loan, you can claim a deduction of up to $2,500. In certain states, you can use a 529 college savings program to set aside money for your kids' college education. The money grows tax deferred. Proceeds from a 529 can be used to pay tuition at any qualifying college or university. For more tax tips, go to foxbusiness.com. I'm Jerry Willis with the Fox Business Network.
Hi, I'm Lana Clausen, a farmer in Satanta, Kansas. I'm proud to support the next generation of ag leaders through the America's Farmers Grow Ag Leaders program sponsored by the Monsanto Fund. Each year, farmers can help local college students by endorsing them for a $1,500 Grow Ag Leaders scholarship. The program provides more than $500,000 each year to students looking to study an ag-related field. Students, apply today for a chance to win a $1,500 scholarship. Visit growagleaders.com.
The Army National Guard is committed to keeping the country safe and our community secure. Composed of hundreds of thousands of citizen soldiers from all walks of life, the Guard is always ready to respond to local or national emergencies. We protect the homeland. We're always there when called upon, and in every state and territory, we stand guard for our communities. To learn more, log on to NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Ohio Army National Guard. Aired by the Ohio Association of Broadcasters and this station.
This is the station Dayton turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. WHIO Dayton Springfield. Your news starts now. Depend on it.
At 6:30, I'm Damian Burrs. Our top story, two cops are laid to rest in Westerville, brings hundreds out to show support from the community and all over Ohio.
Chance for some rain and snow showers for your Saturday, drier and milder to finish out the weekend. I'm meteorologist McCall Vrydags. Your exclusive WHIO forecast is coming up.
Now, WHIO Triple Team Traffic. The highways are accident-free at this hour if you're traveling southbound 75 from Route 40 to Route 35. That 14-mile drive has taken about 13 minutes. Our top story, two officers shot and killed in Westerville were laid to rest, and hundreds show their support.
Former Dayton resident Bob DeAndrea and his wife say they just had to be here with everyone else for the funeral.
They laid their lives on the line for us, and that's the least that we can do as a community is to show our respect and sorrow for their loss.
This should have never happened in Westerville, and we're devastated.
WHIO's Jim Oddie reporting from Westerville. A military veteran was injured at the Miami Armory with self-inflicted wound to the buttocks. Owner David Becker said the man who declined to identify shot himself while reholstering a semi-automatic weapon he was showing an armory employee. Becker went on to say that the man who was wounded is not only a military veteran, but a range safety officer as well. More than a dozen indictments handed down over the Russians' alleged interference with the 2016 election. Three Russian companies indicted for information warfare with the purpose of spreading doubt about the political system.
Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein.
Now, there is no allegation in this indictment that any American was a knowing participant in this illegal activity.
Fox's John Decker reporting. And now your exclusive WHIO 24-hour forecast from McCall Vrydags.
Chance for rain and snow showers pushing in from the south. Areas south of Interstate 70 in the best position to see that wintry mix today. Highs for the afternoon climbing into the upper 30s. Later on tonight, everyone has a chance to see a passing rain or snow shower early in the night. Then clouds break, turning chilly, dropping to about 29 degrees. Watch out for some isolated slick spots. For your day tomorrow, we'll look at mostly sunny skies, milder, 48 degrees. I'm meteorologist McCall Vrydags on the Miami Valley Severe Weather Station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
The latest scan of the live Doppler 7 radar, it's clear. It's 28 degrees in Huber Heights, 30 degrees in Springfield, and 30 degrees in Dayton at 633. If news breaks, we break in immediately. I'm Damian Burrs on Dayton's 24-hour news, weather, and traffic station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO. Depend on it.
This is WHIO's Clark Howard. I save you money, and the gang at WHIO work hard to bring you live breaking weather, traffic, and news right here.
WHIO.
You're listening to an encore presentation of an Ask the Expert show on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO. You're listening to Garden Talk on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO. Now it's time to go into the garden with Mark Weber, a weekly tip to help your garden grow.
Whether it's a weed or whether it's a weevil, there's a dog ready to track it down. In fact, working dogs now are being used by conservation groups to find these evil little pests that damage our environment, including everything from the yellow star thistle to the emerald ash borer. These conservation detection dogs now are canines that are being utilized to find invasive pests before they become unmanageable. In fact, in Montana, four puppies have been trained that now have been used to find a very hard to find weed, and they've been very successful. You see, for more than a decade, weed ID and weed pulling efforts left many areas in complete dire because of many different types of issues. In fact, dogs have been found to be almost 95% accurate when it comes to finding many different types of weed seeds and weeds to be removed out of environmentally unsafe areas. And what's interesting is that these working dogs are helping the Minnesota Agriculture Department find emerald ash borer all the way back in 2012. The fascinating thing is that these little creatures, these four-legged friends, are usually high-energy dogs that are doing a great job on the war against invasive pests in the United States.
You've been Into the Garden with Mark Weber. Phone lines are open for your gardening questions. Call Mark now at 457-1290. Here's the gardening guru, Mark Weber, on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
457-1290 is the number of the dial. If you would like to be part of this morning's broadcast, I would love to have you. You can join me live at gardentalkblog.com. In fact, Fred right now is always one of our devout listeners of Garden Talk, is down in Knoxville, Tennessee, and he's listening to us on the iHeartRadio network and also chatting live at gardentalkblog.com. And I would encourage you to join me at 457-1290. A couple programming notes that I want to let you know about. We're going to do What Plant I Am today sometime after the 7 o'clock hour. And also, I want to let you know that the Ohio Chapter ISA invites you to, the ISA is International Society of Arboriculture, next week on January the 25th, which is next Thursday, from 12 to 1:30 at Woodland Cemetery and Arboretum in Dayton. We'll be tailgating with trees, plant ID. And we encourage you, if you are in the greens industry, to join us. This is a series of different programs that we put on. We do offer continuing education units for ISA arborists as well as certified foresters and also certified nursery technicians. And you can sign up at the Ohio Chapter or ISA's website under the events section. Also, I want to share with all of you as well that I've got word there's only about 50 spots left on this one. The Ohio Tree Care Conference is coming up this next month. It's actually February the 5th through the 6th, and it's up in northern at the Crown Plaza in Columbus. And I would encourage you, if you have any interest in this, get signed up, because I think it will be sold out probably by early next week. And also, I want to share with you before we get into the next short little monologue. This is an ideal time of the year, ladies and gentlemen, to get your trees inspected for their structural integrity. This time of year is ideal for many places. One of the biggest issues is the fact that there's not any foliage for the most part in many of our deciduous trees, which makes it extremely easy to have an inspection done to your trees. And I want to share with all of you, coming up in the 7 o'clock hour of Garden Talk, I've got a very special announcement about how you can get your trees inspected, and we'll stay tuned for that as well. 457-1290. I've had a lot of people ask me this week about how much longer do I have to treat my ash tree related to the perils of emerald ash borer. Let's begin with saying this. This insect has had devastating results and has removed billions and billions of ash trees across North America. Right now, this insect is as far south as Georgia, northern Florida, and it is as far west as Colorado. It has moved about in many different ways. There's parts of the United States where it hasn't moved in, and then the fight is continuing to go on to keep this insect away, while there's other parts of the U.S. It has literally, here in Ohio, has cumulatively devastated our ash tree population. It's important to realize that there are hot spots still left here in southwest Ohio where this insect is still waging war on many, many, many of our landscape trees, and those are ash trees. Keep in mind that this insect only affects ash trees and white fringe tree. It does not affect oak. It does not affect maple. And unfortunately, some people have this thought process that I have to treat all of their trees. You don't need to treat all of your trees. You need to treat just the ash trees if you want to retain them. Keep in mind that it is a process that requires typically 1 to 2 year treatments. And it is the treatment that's designed for just emerald ash borer. It's not for the other problems that ash trees have. So keep that in mind, that it's not a foolproof, won't make your tree completely fail safe, but it will mean that you will need to have your trees inspected, which brings us to the next piece. Even though you are treating your ash tree for emerald ash borer, it does not mean that that tree is in good condition. It is important to have that tree looked at primarily for the very reason for its structural integrity. Ash trees tend to have some real structural issues sometimes with age. So I would encourage you to have that tree inspected by an ISA certified arborist to see kind of where that plant is regarding its structural condition. Because in many cases, these ash trees are going to be prone to limb breakage and other issues if it's not mitigated early on, or even before it breaks. Once those branches break, folks, a lot of times there's not much you can do about it beyond cutting the tree down. So keep that in mind as well. 457-1290. That's 457-1290 if you would like to be part of this morning's broadcast. Chris, let's go into the garden kitchen.
You're listening to Garden Talk with Mark Weber on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO. Now it's time to go into the garden kitchen with Mark Weber, a weekly tip to improve your kitchen table.
This week's In the Garden Kitchen is pomegranates, and pomegranate is a fruit-bearing deciduous shrub or small tree. And it's interesting that this plant gets about 5 to 26 feet tall. And depending on what part of the world that it's growing in, the interesting part is that pomegranates are originally from the area of Iran through Afghanistan to Pakistan to northern India. They've been cultivated in ancient times and really were brought into the New World by the Spanish in the 16th century when they were first planted in California. Today, they're widely cultivated in the Middle East and the Caucasus regions, as well as Africa, South Asia, Central Asia, and drier parts of Asia, as well as in Arizona and California. They're reddish purple in color, and this pomegranate fruit has a husk that's around it with numerous seeds inside. The seeds are actually what is eaten or made into juice. And the seeds typically per pomegranate can have anywhere between 200 to 1,400 seeds. Botanically, the edible fruit is actually a berry, and its seeds produce are the single ripening of a flower. What's interesting is this plant will produce this fruit structure that's typically somewhere between the size of a lemon and a grapefruit. And the mature fruits, the juice is obtained by compressing the fruit as well as the seeds to create this sour flavored material, as Chris earlier indicated. But what makes pomegranate interesting is that with a 100 gram serving, it produces about 12% of your daily recommended vitamin C, 16% of your daily recommended vitamin K, and 10% of folic acid. And this is a plant that can produce some really important antioxidants as well. This week's In the Garden Kitchen is pomegranate.
You've been Into the Garden Kitchen with Mark Weber. Phone lines are open for your questions now. 457-1290. Here's the garden guru, Mark Weber, on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
457-1290 is the number of the dial. If you would like to be part of this morning's broadcast, we would love to have you. Give us a call at 457-1290. That will put you into the Master Control Studios, where Christopher is our executive producer extraordinaire, who will be more than happy to get you up on the air with me as we continue with this week's edition of Garden Talk at 457-1290. That's 457-1290, and we would love to have you part of this morning's broadcast and be able to help you with whatever is going on in your gardening world. I want to share with all of you that this time of year is really important to start thinking about spring. Start to think about how you're going to fertilize and manage your landscape. If you have not done a soil test in the last 3 years, it's highly recommended that you do a soil test. A soil test is done in a way that scientifically we can tell you exactly the amount of nutrients that typically your lawn and landscape will need to sustain itself. I will tell you from somebody who reads a lot of soil tests and spends a lot of time making recommendations on folks on here how to manage their landscape better, that many soils are very deficient in phosphorus and potassium. So I'm going to really strongly suggest over the next couple months that you work with a firm. And for example, my firm provides soil testing services for all kinds of folks, and we would be happy to help you this time of year. My office number is 937-835-3381. It's 835-3381. And we'd be more than happy to help you with soil testing this time of year. Once this ground gives us a little bit of thaw out, we'll be able to pull plugs without any problem whatsoever. Do give my office a call, and we'll be happy to help you figure out what your lawn and landscape fertilization needs are going to be in 2018. 457-1290. Let's go to Minster and let's go talk to Vincent. Vincent, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good, sir. How can I help?
Okay, so I got a couple questions. I want to grow and I want to know, well, okay, first off, what's the best apple tree to grow around here?
Okay. Well, first of all, to grow apples, you typically need to grow more than one variety for pollination purposes.
Okay.
Second thing is we would need to do a soil test.
Okay.
Third thing we're going to need to do is determine if you have a site that's appropriate for fruit trees.
And it would be in full sun, and I've done a soil test, and it's like 6.8.
How about the drainage?
I don't think it doesn't flood.
There. Well, let's not guess, okay? And let's do a percolation test. And what that means is we dig a hole that's typically 12 by 12 by 12, and we fill it full of water, and we see how long it takes for it to drain out. Yeah. The other thing is it's ideal to plant any fruit tree on a south or southwest slope of a hill.
Right.
Versus an east slope, mainly for air drainage.
Okay.
And then the next thing that's going to come into play is rootstock selection.
Yeah.
And you're going to have to select, depending on your training system and the way in which you're going to grow your fruit trees, you're going to have to select your rootstocks based on that spacing.
Okay.
And then from that, then you're going to have to pick out your apple varieties. And when I say that, keep in mind that we have summer apples, we have early fall apples, and then we have mid-fall apples, and then we have late-season fall apples.
Yeah, I know. There's about a million of them out there.
Yeah, but my point is the rootstock has a dramatic effect on their ability to bear and their ability to withstand your site and soil conditions. And there are some rootstocks that just don't do well. Even though they might provide you wonderful dwarfing characteristics, they don't do well in heavier soils. So
I have cherry trees and apricot and peach trees. And would there be one I would want to, like, if it would interact there, one would suck more water and take more nutrients?
No, but again, it goes back to your site and soil conditions. See, Vincent, this is the crutch of the question, okay? For that plant, any of those plants you've named to grow, they're going to have the right site and soil conditions to grow and thrive, but also they're going to have to be spaced appropriately, and they're also they're also going to have to be trained appropriately. Fruit trees, you just don't plant them and hope for something to show up. You have to prune them. Prune them and train them.
Right.
And more so, you're going to have to take care of them and also figure out how you're going to control the weeds and grass around them. So, so what I'm going to suggest is if you go to gardentalkblog.com, there's a bunch of stuff that's in that blog site that's for fruit growing. And yeah. I would suggest you read through that and start doing your homework before you start spending hard-earned money on trees. Because
I know. Well, I'm doing it as a present for my dad.
Okay.
He's the one who has all these trees. So I'm just trying to look for a birthday present for him.
Okay. So has he planted the trees yet?
All the other trees are growing. They're growing well.
Okay.
And so I'm looking for another one. I want to have a... He wants to have a little miniature orchard.
Okay.
In the backyard of, well, not an orchard, but, you know, fruit trees.
Okay. Well, you plant a fruit tree, you've got an orchard, okay?
Yeah.
So Vincent, what I'm going to suggest is the gift of knowledge to your dad.
Yeah.
More than a tree, because I think a gift of knowledge working with a qualified horticulturalist / arborist would be the best gift in the world, because I think the gift of knowledge will give him more ability to be successful with his orchard than just a tree. And that's what I would suggest is a consultation with an arborist or horticulturalist to determine what's going to be the best course of action for him. Vince, I must run because of constraints of time, Vincent, but thank you for your call.
Hey, thank you.
Bye-bye. All right, more Garden Talk after this on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
It's our Ask the Experts weekend on the Miami Valley radio station with breaking news, weather, and traffic. AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Well, once again, I'm Chris Hartley for AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO. We're out here at the Ultimate Home Expo here at the Dayton Mall, presented by Infinity of Dayton. We're here until 9 o'clock this morning, broadcasting live, and the expo will be set to open their doors at 10 a.m. So many great companies all out here, from roofing to home remodeling, gutters, fencing, hot tubs, deck building, and a ton more. If you're tired of being stuck in the house or you're dreaming of a perfect home, well, this is the place you want to be today. Also, we will be giving away a $5,000 grand prize to one lucky winner. One winner going to win a $5,000 shopping spree to spend with one of the vendors out here this morning. So you can sign up at the Infinity of Dayton booth this morning when you're out here. No purchase necessary. Again, we're out here till 9 o'clock this morning. Door's going to open at 10. The show's going to run till 9 o'clock tonight. At the new location, the Dayton Mall, right outside of Macy's. Stop on out and say hi. Chris Hart, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
This is a Hot Spring Spa Health Minute for February 2018. February is National Heart Health Month, and Hot Spring Spa wants to give you something to think about, mainly your heart. Not the Valentine's kind of heart, your actual beating heart. We put our heart through an awful lot, and owning a Hot Spring Spa can be the start of a healthier heart in 2018. The health benefits from warm water immersion are more than just stress reduction. A good soak in a hot tub is more than just a great way to end a day. It's a great way to add years to your life, and it all starts with the heart. A hot spring spa can be a big part of your plan for a healthier heart. Cardiac volume increases by nearly a third with immersion to the neck. It's like getting a workout just by sitting in your hot tub. Now that's the kind of workout we can all stick with. Better heart health. A hot tub can be a big help. Make this the month you love your heart. Hot Spring Spa, just for the health of it.
Hot Spring Spa, 6100 Wilmington Pike, or visit hotspring-dayton.com. Hot Spring Spas, every day made better.
Hi, this is Larry Hanskin. In all my years on the air, I have never talked about a product that has been more enthusiastically embraced than MyPillow. You know, I love my pillow. I told you that, and I felt it was love at first night. Very first night I slept with my pillow, I fell asleep right away, and it was such a deep, recuperative sleep. The alarm startled me, practically scared me when I woke up the next morning, and I've been sleeping great ever since, and I have so enjoyed telling you about it and encouraging you to make that change in your life. Well, if you haven't done so yet, do it now. MyPillow.com and click on the 4-pack special. Use the promo code WHIO and you'll get 50% off 2 MyPillow premium pillows and 2 Go Anywhere pillows. You could call 1-800-320-1481. Ask for that 4-pack special. Again, use the promo code WHIO. I love MyPillow. You've got nothing to lose because everyone comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. You can start sleeping better with MyPillow.
Spectrum is increasing our starting internet speed to 100 megabits per second, and it's still just $29.99 when bundled. We're talking unlimited, no-holds-barred 100 megabits internet, so you can stream all you can stream, and download, and game. You get the idea, and no data caps. We've unleashed 100 megabit starting speeds for the same great price, just $29.99 when bundled. Visit Spectrum.com for details. Restrictions apply.
I'm Terry Krupp of Laird's Tax Service, serving this area's tax preparation needs for nearly 80 years. If you have concerns about your tax return, we invite you to discover how we can make your tax filing experience easier. If you had a difficult experience in the past, our experienced staff can provide the accurate return you want with maximum use of all legitimate deductions. Laird's Tax Service is a trusted name and stands behind your return if the IRS calls. Contact us, 325-6571. Information at lairdstax.com.
Hi, this is Wesley with Everybody Fitness. If you wanted to start an exercise program this year but haven't yet, come check us out. We have some of the nicest, cleanest, most equipped clubs in town with a friendly, non-intimidating atmosphere. We're open 24 hours and have lots of extra amenities like childcare, tanning, group fitness classes, and more. You can even do your cardio in our movie theater. And right now you can enroll for only $1. That's right, join and pay $1 to enroll. So stop in or check us out online at everybodyfitness.com. And remember, right now you can enroll for only $1. Everybody Fitness.
Could you retire sooner than you think and with greater financial security? Hello, I'm David Gaylor, president of Tradewinds Financial Group, and I'm also the author of Income Allocation. You will learn strategies to create a dependable, sustainable, and predictable income stream for your retirement. You'll also learn critical information about the two risks you must manage for a successful retirement. Learn more about these strategies and give Tradewinds Financial Group a call. 800-385-0437. That's 800-385-0437.
Chance for rain and snow showers pushing in from the south. Areas south of Interstate 70 in the best position to see that wintry mix today. Highs for the afternoon climbing into the upper 30s. Later on tonight, everyone has a chance to see a passing rain or snow shower early in the night. Then clouds break, turning chilly, dropping to about 29 degrees. Watch out for some isolated slick spots. For your day tomorrow, we'll look at mostly sunny skies, milder, 48 degrees. I'm meteorologist McCall Vrydags on the Miami Valley Severe Weather Station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
You're listening to an encore presentation of an Ask the Expert show on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO. It's an Ask the Experts weekend on Dayton and Springfield's 24-hour news, weather, and traffic station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
457-1290 is the number of the dial. If you would like to be part of this morning's broadcast, give us a call at 457-1290. And Chris will be happy to get you up on the air as we continue with this week's edition of Garden Talk. Let's head to the telephone lines once again at 457-1290. Let's go talk to Leslie. Leslie, good morning, and welcome to Garden Talk.
Good morning, sir. How are you doing?
I'm fine. How can I help?
Yes, sir. I have a couple questions, please. Sorry, it's first-time caller.
Sure.
I have some trees, and I have little like squirrely things going up the bark where the bark against the tree where the bark has came down. Hot sauce, not mild. And my second question is that these are pine trees.
Have a good day.
And I heard that those little bugs that kill trees don't get in pine trees. Is that true.
Well, I think we first have to figure out what kind of pine tree you got.
Right.
Two, what you've described to me doesn't make a whole lot of sense. Okay, I'll be frank with you. I'm going to suggest you work with an ISA certified arborist to inspect your trees to see what's going on with them. Because a lot of times with all trees, the problems that they have are related to stress and the way in which we're growing our trees.
Right.
So I'm going to suggest you use a website called treesaregood.org. That's treesaregood.org. Yeah,
right.
And find yourself an ISA certified arborist to do an inspection of your trees, okay?
Okay.
And then from there, we probably can figure out what's going on, okay?
Okay.
Good.
And the last question I have, can you give me some FYI on how to get rid of tree stumps without getting them ground up?
I will talk about the next hour of Garden Talk, okay?
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. 457-1290. More Garden Talk continues after this on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
From our downtown Dayton McAfee Heating and Air Studios, WHIO AM Dayton, WHIO FM Pleasant Hill, a Cox Media Group station.